This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And you could certainly say that by looking at a couple of polls that have come out recently, it is a great day for Donald Trump because he is clearly ahead of Joe Biden if they are the two nominees. And the edge that he has is bigger than the edge that Biden had with the popular vote last time. Biden won by 7.5 million votes, but he won the election much more narrowly because of the way the Electoral College is set up. And with that Electoral College advantage, plus an advantage of either 4 or 6 points for Donald Trump over Joe Biden, that's the biggest lead that Trump has had so far. And it's noteworthy. But it's even more noteworthy that according to the same poll from the Wall Street Journal just announced, the poll shows that there is another hypothetical one-on-one matchup with President Joe Biden between another Republican candidate who has, as Mediaite reports it, currently a remarkable 17-point lead. This is a candidate, a Republican, who is beating Biden by 51-34. Now, if that matchup ever materialized and the margin held, it would represent the largest winning general election margin since 1984. When former President Ronald Reagan topped Walter Mondale by 18 points and he carried 49 states. He came within 2,000 votes of carrying all 50 states. He lost Minnesota, which was Mondale's home state, very narrowly. So who is this candidate who does so wonderfully well? It's Nikki Haley. And the idea that there is a very credible poll that has just been released that shows Joe Biden in trouble and getting crushed by somebody who right now is running third for the Republican nomination, but at least she's close to the second place. Second place is still Ron DeSantis. Okay, here is the other aspect of this poll, which is very positive news for President Trump. I mean, there's no way to look at it without seeing that. Oh, by the way, concerning Nikki Haley, Mitt Romney was on Meet the Press, and he's still a United States senator. He's not a former senator yet, but he will be because he's planning his retirement. But outgoing Senator Mitt Romney on Meet the Press had some comments about the possibility of having somebody else representing the Republican Party other than Donald Trump, who Mitt Romney, is, I think, has made fairly clear he voted twice for his conviction on impeachment charges. But here is Senator Romney, clip 11.
Why haven't you endorsed a candidate yet, Senator, and do you plan to do so?
Well, because if I endorse someone, it would be the kiss of death. No, I'm not going to do that. Maybe I should pick. Shall I endorse the person I like least right now? I'm not going to be endorsing President Trump, obviously. I've made that very clear. Look, Chris Christie has done a terrific job so far. I think his being in the race has kept Donald Trump from coming to the debates. Because I think Donald Trump recognized if he went to the debate with Chris Christie would reveal him for what he was, and Trump would be badly hurt, so he stayed out. But Nikki Haley, she's rising. Right now, I think she's the only one that has a shot at becoming the nominee other than President Trump. It's a long shot in her part, but she's the one that has a shot. So we'll see.
Okay, that's Mitt Romney. And here is the headline in the Wall Street Journal. Biden's approval hits a low as Trump leads in Wall Street Journal poll. President Biden's political standing is at the weakest point of his presidency, a new Wall Street Journal poll yields, with voters giving him his lowest job performance marks and favoring Donald Trump for the first time in a head-to-head test of the likely 2024 presidential matchup. Biden lags behind Trump by 4 percentage points, 47%, 43% on a hypothetical ballot with only those two candidates. Trump's lead expands to 6 points, 37% to 31%, when 5 potential third-party and independent candidates are added to the mix. They take a combined 17% support, with Democrat-turned-independent Robert F. Kennedy drawing the most at 8%. The actual numbers for the 5 candidates that they list is that Libertarian candidate, who I've never heard of, Lars Mapstead, gets 1%. Jill Stein with the Green Party gets 2%. Cornel West as an independent gets 3%. Joe Manchin, who has not announced a candidacy, with no labels, he has a possibility. He gets 3%. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent, gets 8%. But that figure of 17% is still historically very high. In 2016, when a lot of analysis of the election indicates that Trump won because third and fourth and fifth parties got a total of 6% of the vote. And that, in state after state after state, if you just looked at Jill Stein, who was running with the Green Party, that made a difference and gave Trump the victory. So if any of these 5 potential third party and independent candidates are added to the mix, they almost surely will help President Trump. When unhappiness with Biden is pervasive, they say in the new survey, though much of it appears among Democratic-leaning groups who might still back the president on Election Day, only 23% of voters say that Biden's policies have helped them personally, while 53% say they have been hurt by the president's agenda. By contrast, about half of voters say Trump's policies when he was president helped them personally, more than the 37% who say they were hurt. Some 37% approve of Biden's job performance, a low in journal polling during his presidency. And while 61% see his overall image as in an unfavorable light. Now, this is devastating. Unless this reverses, and reverses soon, I think there's going to be increasing pressure from Democrats who don't want to see the party go down in flames to replace Joe Biden. The question is, of course, replacing him with Kamala Harris is a terrible idea. And they quote in the story on this poll that Bidenomics, the president's signature economic platform, is viewed favorably by 30% of voters and unfavorably by more than half. They quote a voter named Amy Kozlowski of Goffstown, New Hampshire, a Republican, who plans to vote for President Trump. Things were thriving under Trump. This country is a business, and it needs to be run by a businessman. There are a lot of people who feel exactly that way, regardless of what the outcome of his ongoing trial, where he is not giving testimony today. He decided not to. His ongoing trial for fraudulent business practices might reveal. There are additional revelations in this poll and more about what is actually going on with Hamas fighters surrendering. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Makes no sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling.
And on the Michael Medved Show, yes, it's a wonderful time of the year because, well, obviously, there is the Christmas holiday, which is full of good cheer and presumably good cheer in terms of the economy for the country, as well as people maybe, just maybe, are getting along a little better. But it's also the holiday of Hanukkah. We just lit our fourth night of Hanukkah candles last night. And one of the things that I think is gives me a certain amount of courage and encouragement is that right now there is a fearfulness because of what happened on October 7th from Jewish people all around the world. And yet you still have this idea of public menorah lightings, which is a fairly recent development in the United States. I mean, it and it's gone on. There is a question about what Hanukkah means particularly for Jewish people with the reports of what is going on in the rest of the world. Well, one of the things it should mean should be perpetual gratitude for the United States of America. And basically, the United States of America being by far, with nothing else close, the one society in the history of the world that has been most hospitable to Jewish people. There's no telling about how Jewish people are going to vote in this forthcoming election. The overwhelming majority of Jewish people voted last time for Joe Biden. It was close to 70% of the Jewish vote. Will it be the same running against Mr. Trump again, especially given President Biden's solid support for Israel? We will see, but there's all kinds of talk about Biden facing pressure from the left wing of his party and from people like Rashida Tlaib, who just kicked off her campaign with a festival of anti-Israel hate. She is running for re-election, and she doesn't have a primary opponent, alas, at least not yet. I think it's getting late in Michigan. But then again, it gets dark very early in Michigan, too. Okay, a Biden campaign, says the Wall Street Journal about its big new poll. A Biden campaign looking for opportunities to build support would find a few of those opportunities in the new survey. Voters see the president as better able than Trump to handle abortion, 44% to 33%. Does it seem that either of these two gentlemen really are well situated to handle the issue of abortion, of bringing the country together on this? No, I don't think either of them succeed in that regard. That gives him an edge on an issue proven to boost Democratic candidates. Voters who are undecided on the presidential race lean Democratic in other survey questions, suggesting that they could be persuaded to back Biden nearly a year from now. And similarly, parts of Biden's 2020 coalition are uncommitted as of now, but could return to him by Election Day. Republican pollster Tony Fabrizio, who's also done work for President Trump, who conducted this journal survey with Democratic pollster Michael Bochian, is keeping a particular eye on the 24% of voters he calls disaffected Democrats. Those in the party who say inflation, their personal finances, or the country overall are moving in the wrong direction. Some 16% of these voters are undecided on their presidential vote, and 7% are backing Trump. These stances help account for why Biden is holding only 87% of voters who told journal pollsters that they had supported Biden against Trump in 2020, while Trump is holding 94% who recall backing him. Now, that's a remarkable retention. And given the turbulent way that Trump ended his presidency and his behavior nationally since leaving the White House, doesn't it strike you as extraordinary that 94% of everybody who voted for Trump last time wants another round? Economic anxiety appears to weigh heavily on young voters, a pillar of the Democratic coalition. Less than one-third of voters under the age of 35 say the economy is in good shape, for example, compared with 40% of those ages 65 and older. Bochy on the Democratic pollster said that Biden is falling short with several groups that consistently vote Democratic. Young voters and Black and Latino voters, they are feeling economically stressed and challenged right now, and they're not showing enthusiasm in the way they were turning out in 2020 or 2022 for that matter. But with the election a year away, he said, reassembling the Biden coalition is eminently doable. Well, if they're going to do it, they're going to have to move on to it fairly quickly because right now, the if you look at a graph, it's very, very striking, is Trump has been straight up from below 42% to 47% of the vote. This is on a one-on-one race. And Biden has been directly down from 50% of the vote down to 43%. And this is not a good sign for the Democrats at any level. There's also yet another poll in Iowa that shows that with the caucuses now, what is it? It's a month away, just a little bit less than a month away. And with those Iowa caucuses coming up, it looks like a done deal for President Trump. Meanwhile, there's all kinds of questions about what his reelection would mean. John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, was on MSNBC talking about what a second term might be for President Trump. We will get to that. John Bolton, somebody who wrote one of those books about his service in the Trump administration as the president's top foreign policy advisor. And meanwhile, speaking of foreign policy, what about that new attack? And it's a press attack. It's not a physical attack on Israel concerning taking embarrassing photos of Gaza males who have been arrested. And why are they arrested? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your cultural crusader.
I don't like you.
All right.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages following a breakdown in talks. The White House is raising concerns regarding indications that Israel might have improperly utilized U.S.-manufactured white phosphorus munitions.
Anytime that we provide items like white phosphorus to another military, it is with the full expectation that it'll be used in keeping with those legitimate purposes.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the administration intends to question Israeli officials. Increasing numbers of Americans are choosing to travel by plane or car during the holiday season, indicating a continued rebound from the impact of COVID-19. AAA forecasts that over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles. John Schaefer, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the new polling that shows a commanding lead for President Trump, not just in the Iowa caucuses, which he is expected to win handily, where the most recent polling shows that President Trump gets more than 50%. In other words, that means that if all of the fantasies came true somehow and the non-Trump candidates got together and tried to pool their voters, it still wouldn't be enough to take the Iowa caucuses away from Donald Trump. A Des Moines Register, NBC News, Mediacom poll of Iowa caucus goers showed President Trump leading the field with 51%. It's a rise of 8 points from the previous iteration of the poll in October. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was second with 19%, and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley at 16%. So what that means is that even if you combined Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, what you would be talking about is 35% as opposed to President Trump's 51%. No other candidate received more than 5% other than those four. The poll suggests that even if the non-Trump field consolidated behind one candidate, it wouldn't be enough to beat him. If anything, the former president may still be favored. The outcome of the caucus looks to already be a foregone conclusion. That has not prevented GOP megadonor Ken Langone, one of the founders of Home Depot, I believe it is. He endorsed Nikki Haley. Langone reportedly met with the former ambassador in New York last week. Haley launched an ad focusing on foreign policy. It features her husband's story of struggling to adjust to civilian life after he returned from serving in Afghanistan. The ad will air on cable and broadcast TV and on digital platforms. The RNC released the party's presidential candidates Friday, and this is important, to organize their own debates next month, right before the Iowa caucuses and right before the New Hampshire primary. That's a shift in policy that could increase the number of campaign showdowns and allow the highest polling candidates to limit access to their rivals. The decision for the moment ends the party's role in moderating the selection process for primary debates, setting the frequency of events, the qualification criteria, and the moderators. Candidates were previously barred from debating outside the sanctioned events. And then they also report in Hotline that Nikki Haley, as mentioned, led Biden in a theoretical head-to-head contest, 51% to 34%. DeSantis and Biden were tied in a theoretical one-on-one matchup at 45% each. And all of this, in the previous version of this poll from August, Trump and Biden were tied, which suggests that the incumbent's efforts to sell himself to voters over the fall with his $25 million ad spree did not work. And what about this new means of trying to persuade people not to vote for Donald Trump? I'm not sure it's effective, because the basic argument is, imagine what a second term of Trump would look like. And I think for people who are very deeply involved in politics and policy and what's going on, okay, maybe you can make that case. But when most people think of Trump's first term, and they don't think it was bad for them, the plurality of Americans actually think that they were helped by the leadership that Trump provided during his first term. That's why when John Bolton comes on MSNBC, and John Bolton, of course, has been a frequent guest on this show. He is a former national security advisor for President Trump. He was also a UN ambassador for President Bush. But here is John Bolton on MSNBC talking about what, in his opinion, a second term for Trump would mean.
The real question in the second term is how much of that he will go beyond pontificating about and actually try. I think the level that he will try is much higher than in the first term, and I think that should be a warning to everybody.
And, you know, you've said, which I think is interesting, a constitutional crisis. We could be facing a constitutional crisis on a daily basis, and I'm quoting from you. But world leaders around the world, other countries, I mean, if he proceeds with what he's saying he's going to do, with what you just outlined, how do they view that? How do they view the United States?
Well, I think it's going to cause tremendous damage to the United States internationally, not to mention the damage it will cause domestically. And I said in 2020 that the damage he did in his first term was not insignificant, but it was all repairable. Mm-hmm. The damage he could do in a second term, and I say that again, even though the terms are disconnected, may be irreparable. And that, I think, is what's dangerous. Now, I have to say, on the other hand, I don't think people should be apocalyptic about this. The framers of the Constitution didn't write the document just for sunny days. It has the elements of structural constitutionalism make it difficult for Trump to do a lot of what he wants.
Okay, and what he wants to do is to withdraw from NATO. I mean, he's talked about that. And he talked about that in his first campaign, was elected anyway, and but talked about it further in his losing campaign in 2020. But Ambassador Bolton, in the same interview, talks about some of the character issues that he perceives as handicaps in the Trump campaign, and makes a, a comparison. This is clip six.
Do you see similarities in some of the tactics that Trump is taking to what you've seen from authoritarian dictators?
Well, certainly what he has tried to do in the past and what he's saying he's going to do in the future go well beyond any conceivable conduct by prior American presidents, no matter how much they were considered. Richard Nixon looks like a choir boy next to Donald Trump. So I think it's him saying these things publicly, ironically, I have to say, I hope will be helpful, because I think people should wake up to the reality. And although the polls don't look particularly good on the Republican side, to continue to make efforts to deny him the nomination.
And again, one of the issues that I think is going to come down to is whether Trump continues to focus on refighting the war about the allegedly stolen or rigged election of 2020. Is that the notion of spending another 4 years and using the power of the presidency to argue about what happened in Fulton County, Georgia? By the way, the Fulton County, Georgia, the Ruby Freeman, who was one of the vote counters there, is in the process of suing Rudy Giuliani for some $45 million. That trial begins today. And what is she suing for? It's because she and her daughter were specifically tarnished by things that Rudy Giuliani said that simply weren't true about them bringing pre-marked ballots and being involved in grotesque vote fraud. And if this is going to be another repeat of that lawsuit against Fox, Rudy Giuliani doesn't have the sort of legal resources that Fox does. Meanwhile, Vivek Ramaswamy appeared with some interesting company online. Who are we talking about? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Look, he's a sick puppy.
Michael MedVed.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And on the Michael Medved show, it seems, maybe somehow terribly appropriate for the season to be playing a little bit of a an old CD that we have enjoyed over the years. It is called A Klezmer Christmas. And a klezmer is the style of Eastern European Jewish music that you hear here, which doesn't give a mournful aspect to everything. Some of it is pure joy and explosive joy. But this satirical album and took some well-known Christmas songs, including Dashing Through the Snow and One Horse Open Sleigh, Jingle Bells, and made them appropriate for Hanukkah in a very unusual way. There's a piece in the New York Times that talks about why Hanukkah feels different this year. I hope we will get to that. But meanwhile, when you talk about getting into a sort of different reality, Vivek Ramaswamy, who was so appalling in the most recent debate, I mean, particularly where he said that the government was still hiding the facts about Saudi involvement in September 11th, in which he said that the January 6th was an inside job and has stirred people up a great deal. He did a Twitter Spaces interview with Elon Musk, who for some reason wanted to speak to Vivek Ramaswamy. You may remember Elon Musk was also the one who used Twitter to launch, in a very ill-fated launch, the Ron DeSantis campaign. But the Twitter Spaces interview also included Alex Jones, who Musk reinstated on the platform. Alex Jones, you may remember, is supposed to be paying, I believe it's close to $1 billion to the parents of the murdered children from Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, who sued him because even though he knew that what he was doing was irresponsible and was a smear and wasn't true, he continued doing it. And so Alex Jones was on with Musk, and a hot mic actually caught one of these participants involved in an intimate kind of expression during their conversation. Listen, it all sounds like this. This is clip 5.
Elon Musk is promoting an optimistic pro-human future that the science and evidence shows is real and that we need.
Gentlemen, I have to go.
I just want to be sort of exactly. I want to be very clear about my position. I'm super pro-human, and I mean all humans. You know, humans in America, humans in
somebody's
Africa,
got their thing
Asia,
with the
and everywhere
somebody
else.
Somebody's phone open in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's Vivek. Vivek, that's your phone, Vivek. I'm not able to mute you. Vivek, go ahead, Elon.
Sorry about that.
So, well, I hope you feel better.
I feel great. Thank you. Sorry about that, guys.
Okay, this was. we're just adding that, but the idea that Alex Jones had to point out that Vivek Ramaswamy was taking a leak during their conversation. Alex Jones also said this about Sandy Hook massacre of children, quote, "My gut is, with the last few months, get ready for big mass shootings, and then magically it happens. This stinks to highest heaven. It's as phony as a $3 bill." What's phony? What's phony? So this gives you've heard the expression something is an SH show. The meeting of the minds of Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk and Alex Jones, three Americans who I think you could say have ideas that are on the extreme fringe. By the way, you think it's really a great idea to have Republicans fight for raising the voting age to 25? I mean, really? Oh, yeah, and then this is interesting. Jeremy just signaled me, and it's worth noting that the Dow Jones Industrial Average just closed, of course, a few minutes ago. But it's up 157 points today and at 36,404. And the Dow rises 150 points to clinch third straight winning day as stocks' December hot streak resumes. Live updates. Well, okay. One could say, what's the political impact of that? Who knows? Because people seem to respond politically to the economics of inflation more than they do to economics of the market. Meanwhile, Chris Christie was, and clearly he knows, and you could see that in his demeanor at the debate last week, that Chris Christie knows his campaign isn't going anywhere. But he loves being in the debates, and here is Chris Christie responding to some pressure about the idea of making an alliance with Nikki Haley to unite forces against Trump's nomination. This is clip 14.
I want to start with your defense of Nikki Haley. You know it's getting a lot of headlines. Is an alliance beginning to form between the two of you?
Stop. You know, you guys are so cynical.
Stop?
How about
that's not cynical.
Your breakout last night? Yeah, yeah.
I called it civilized
no, it
in the last hour. I said it was civil and important.
No, you're what the intentions you read into it are cynical. How about basic human decency?
Yeah.
And that's all I displayed on the stage last night with Nikki Haley. Look, I disagree with Nikki on a lot of things, and I don't think she's strong enough to take on Donald Trump. I think she is absolutely avoiding doing it. She's playing prevent defense on the stage last night, trying to protect a lead she doesn't have. So I have plenty of problems with Nikki, but her basic intelligence is not one of them.
Okay. He was defending her against Vivek Ramaswamy trying to cross-examine her about the provinces in Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk and Crimea, that were at the heart of the conflict with Russia. There is a piece in the front page of the Wall Street Journal today which looks like it's going to be a bitterly anti-Israel piece. It says Israel faces outcry as photos of detainees in Gaza emerge. But then you read the background and you get a much better sense of what they're talking about. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the war is still ongoing, but this is the beginning of the end of Hamas. That's what he said Sunday. And he added that the dozens of militants had surrendered to the Israeli military. I say to Hamas terrorists, it's over. Don't die for Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Surrender now. And apparently there have been many surrenders, and that's what these photos are about. The Hamas spokesman denied that any of the group's fighters surrendered and said that the images were of civilians arrested by Israeli forces. Quote, the occupation has been accustomed to fabricating such scenarios to create a presumed victory against our resistance fighters, he said. In recent days, the Israeli media have shown photos and videos of dozens of Palestinian men in their underwear being detained by the Israeli military. Late Saturday, a video circulated of a man emerging from a crowd in his underwear, carrying a rifle above his head and placing it on the ground, which certainly looks like a surrender. All of this is very important for understanding what is really happening, and we will get to more of that. And what's happening in politics? Speaking to A.B. Stoddard, veteran Washington columnist who is with the Bulwark now, previously editor of Real Clear Politics. What is clear, if anything, about our real politics right now? We will get to that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.